Hello, everybody. Another week down here in Argentina. So this is a great week. We've had a lot of interviews to do this week. So last Monday was just kind of long. We didn't really go out and do anything. We were just kind of in the offices the whole day. This Monday was kind of the same situation, but whatever. but then, let's see. Tuesday we went to Florencio Varela, to my old zone, and we were able to do the interviews there. Which was really good. We were able to go out and talk with the missionaries and help them out with our practice about the teaching the commandments, which was good. Then let's see, Wednesday we went to La Plata Este. We were able to go and talk with the elders there. That was good. We then came back to the offices to get some stuff ready for this week, because this week we have a visit from Elder Teixeira, from the he's the 70 area president. So we have to get everything ready for that, which is kind of stressful, but good. Then in the night we went out and visited some other investigators we had. Then let's see, Thursday, it was a really good day. We went to La Plata Centro. And we did the interviews there, which kind of took a little bit longer than we thought. We got out of there at like 6, and then we started coming back, and we were talking in the car, and we kind of forgot it was Thanksgiving. Like, I remembered, but I forgot. And I was going to make like a pumpkin pie. We were going to have like a little dinner together in the pension. But then President found out that we didn't have anywhere to go, so he invited us to his house. So that was really awesome. We were able to go and eat Thanksgiving dinner in President's house.
Wasn't that cool?
Yes, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, sorry, I got off, but you're invited next year.
Hey, we're going to sit down just
a minute. So, yeah.
We're going to sit
down. It was really good. It was really fun to just kind of sit down with their family, just like have a nice little family dinner. Yeah. We all like said we were thankful it was really cool. Then let's see, then Friday we went to La Plata Sur. We did their interviews, but we had to end the interviews early because of some stuff that happened. President had to leave, so we're going to have to go and finish their interviews another day. Then we came back, we were able to go and visit some people in our area. We were able to find some new investigators, which was pretty cool. Then let's see, Saturday. Saturday was just a normal day. We were able to come here in the offices. We had to like clean up the pension or the offices a little bit because we're just trying to get everything nice and clean and ready for when Elder Teixeira comes. So that was good. Then afterwards in the afternoon, we were able to go out and pass by a couple people, but we passed by a bunch of people. But nobody ended up being home, which is always fun. Then let's see, Sunday we were supposed to go to the coast because they had an interview there, but President forgot he had some stuff to do, so we ended up not going. But it ended up being a huge blessing because we were able to go and work in our area, and it was awesome. We were able to go pass by. We were like doing some contacts. We found this guy named Brian. He was a super awesome guy, just standing out in front of his house with his little girls. He had like two little daughters. And we just like talked about the plan of salvation and just how our message is going to help him to be able to, you know, be a better dad. And we gave him the Book of Mormon, and he's like, yeah, I've heard some things about your church, but I've never been to your church, and I'd love to learn more.
What's that?
So that was really cool. Then after that, we were walking, and it was just kind of like we kept doing a bunch of contacts, just knocking at a ton of doors. Like, we just kept getting, like, door after door, kind of slamming in our face a little bit. Then, like, we were walking past, and we saw, like, this lady in her house with her door open. And so, so we walked past and we saw her there and we're like, hey, can we share something with you? And she's like, yeah, sure, I'm cool with that. And we like go in, her husband was there, and then her brother and his her brother's wife was there, and they had like three kids. It was super cool. So like, it was just a bunch of us just all in their front room. We just kind of shared the restoration, and like, they were all super interested. Left them with a prayer, and we're gonna come back this next week for them. They're super cool. Pray about these people so that they can come to church next Sunday. We're gonna go past them on Saturday, but invite them to church. But their names are Eduardo, Mayra, Abril, Ala, and Juan. They're super cool. I'm super excited about, like, to be able to go out and talk with them. The other hand is looking at his school schedule.
Dang it, she has a Tuesday class on here for me.
But, yeah, actually I need to go work on my application. I think I'm going to apply to BYU and DU. I've just been, like, lately looking a lot at BYU as an option. So, we're going to see. I may end up going to BYU. They have a neuroscience program that looks really interesting. So, I'm going to check it out. But, enough of that. So yeah, in the offices, it's been good. This week was kind of a quick week. We just had our interviews and stuff, and as far as investigators are going, so like kind of slow. We still have a couple families that we're working with, but I think this week is going to be a little bit better. We're going to finish this conference with Elliot Teixeira, and we're going to be able to go out and do some intercom just with the zone leaders and be able to kind of focus on our area a little bit more, which will be good. So I can learn the area, because my comp will be leaving in two Mondays. You have 2 Mondays left. Oh, 3 Mondays you leave. Well, yeah. So I've got to figure out what's going on, because if not, I'm kind of done for. But no, it's been good. Been learning a lot. So, man, sorry this recording is going to be really short and fast, but whenever I make the recordings here in the office, it's just kind of, I'm too distracted to really think about cool stuff that happened. But I think like mostly the coolest thing that happened was just Sunday, finding that family. So yeah, we're gonna make sure they come to church next Sunday. We also have a Light the World activity on Friday. I hope you guys are into the Light the World thing. It seems like it's gonna be really good this year. They're like focused more on like the service is what it seems like. So that'll be really good. We're excited for it. Can't believe it's already the 27th. We're almost into December, which is crazy. Let's see. I don't really know, like, what else to say. Do you have anything to say, Elder Hennis?
Who's it going to?
My family.
Your family?
Yeah.
Hi, LeBaron family. How are you doing? I'm going to be home for Christmas, and maybe I can stop by and see you guys before your son gets home.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be really cool, yeah. Where do they live?
They live close to Elder Goff. Wait, Elder Goff, where do you live?
My address?
Yeah.
9948 South, Eden Crest Road.
48 South?
9948 South. So it's like 98 South.
So 98?
South and Bangor.
You live like in my stake, I think.
No, because you're in the...
I'm in the Highland Stake.
No, I'm in the Parkway.
Oh, you're like on the other side of my stake.
I'm on the other side of Bangor.
You're on the other side of Bangor?
Yeah, so like, I'm on this side of Bangor.
Oh, do you know Austin Jaeger?
Yeah, he's my ward.
Yeah. Oh, you live in his neighborhood?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Do you live right by my house?
No way.
Wait, you live like really close to my house.
Yeah.
I never realized that.
Yeah.
What? Okay, well, you're going to have to go pass by my family and drop off something for me.
Depends. Your dad lets me intern for him.
Yeah. I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
No, Elder Goff's a stud, so let him in. Make him a...
You have to take a math test.
You have to take a math test? Well, that's lucky.
Apparently my brother got it all.
Dude, I used to work out there every day.
Elder Hennis is getting trunky.
But yeah, so things are going great down here. Sorry I'm not really being super specific in this recording, but yeah. I hope you guys are doing great.
I love you guys tons.
And
let me find a I would find a Book of Mormon. I don't know where it is. Well, just a second. Oh man, my fucking champagne.
Only 13 crit hours?
Yeah, 13?
I want 15.
Bro, 15?
This is normal.
Take like 20. You can do 20. I did it. It's not that hard.
Right now though, I can work full time.
Oh yeah, you're right. All right, everybody, here's my scripture for the day. We're going big here. Alma. All right, here we go, baby. You can read in here, just a second. There's a super cool part in here. Yeah, this is cool. So Alma is pretty much just like down there preaching to the people of Ammoniah, and there's a in chapter 9 in Alma 9:12. There's a part that I really like that he just kind of drops the cane super hard. But it says, "E aquí, ahora os digo que él os manda que os arrepintáis." Y a menos que os arrepintáis, de ningún modo podréis heredar el reino de Dios. Mas y aquí no es esto todo. Él os ha mandado arrepentir, o de lo contrario, os destruirá completamente de sobre la superficie de la tierra. Si os visitará con su ira y con su furiosa ira, él no se desviará. And yeah, so that's pretty much super, super kick to the face. But it's super cool because us being in the earth, we have the chance to repent, to get better every day. And if we're not trying our best to get better every day, we're never going to be able to reach the goals that we have. What? Sí, pero ¿cómo le tiro? ¿Cómo que por ahí? ¿Cómo lo puedo tirar? Mire, piense que lo puedo tirar.
Sí, seguro.
Okay. A ver, Other Fox lo tira.
Oh, good night.
You got it. Come on, man. You got it. Okay, here we go.
Oh no.
Vamos.
I mean, that's hot. You can do it. Yeah.
You got
it's
it.
It's just scary. Because if you toss it left, you're out.
Ay.
Come on now.
¿Quiere que lo tire yo?
No.
No tiene fe. Resiste el temor.
¡Chávez! ¡Usted puede!
¡Elwin!
¿Cómo
Okay. Throw it, man. Just like granny it. Granny it.
Oh, wait.
Elder Goff's the best. Sorry, we were just trying to throw the ball over to the other elders. But like I was saying, so he's preaching repentance to these people. And it's interesting because, like, it says that if we don't use our agency and we don't repent and we don't try to get better every day, then it says the Lord will destroy us. And, like, in our day and age, it's kind of like the same kind of thing, because if every day we're not trying to like become more like our Father in heaven and like Jesus Christ, the Lord, it's not, I don't know if he like like he'll give us tests and difficulties, but it's mostly just the effects of our decisions. And like, I've realized in the mission that every day we just have to do our best to like always do what the Lord wants us to. Because if we do that, then we're going to be fine and we're going to be able to receive the blessings that he has for us. I just invite you guys to think of something that maybe you're not doing in your life or something that you can do better. And I invite you so that you can work on that weakness and make it a strength. But I love you guys tons. I know this is true. I'm where the Lord wants me to be. And I hope you guys have a great week. And I love you tons. I'll be talking to you more next week. Love you. Bye.